Hello, welcome to the Mayel Inc. radio show. I'm your host, Renato Creative. This is the official podcast of Mayel Inc. magazine. You also can join our community if you go to mayelinc.com. You spell Mayel, M-A-E-L-L-E. I want to definitely thank you for tuning in, and I want to shout out everyone that's supporting the magazine. I'm shocked to see all the support. I know we have a great product, and it's something that's missing on the market. But I'm just overwhelmed with all the people that's following us, the people who are sending us messages, people who are submitting to the magazine. I want to thank you. Also, I want to ask you to share this podcast with your friends, your family, and your coworkers. Please share this podcast so that it can reach more people. We offer this podcast on Spotify. This podcast is also on anchor.fm/Mayel Inc. You also can listen to the podcast on our website. Just go to mayelinc.com. We have an amazing guest coming up. On the next podcast, we're going to interview the cover model, Tony Grace. My fault, Tony Garcia. For some reason, I want to keep calling her Tony Grace, but her name is Tony Garcia. She's going to talk about what the cover means, why that image is sentimental, and we're happy to offer her her first cover. So we're going to learn all about that. Also on this podcast, she's going to talk about some of the stuff that she's do. Like she's, you know, people might judge her like, oh, this lady have her shirt off and whatever, but she's actually a licensed counselor, and she's going to tell you about her job and what she do, and then she's going to talk about some other stuff on this podcast. So look out for the Mayel Inc. magazine issue number 1 that's coming soon, featuring Tony Garcia on the cover, and the magazine is packed with a lot of great content. So if you enjoy tattoos and you enjoy art, you will definitely love this magazine. It's a very high quality professional magazine, and it's featuring a lot of amazing models. It's featuring tattoo shop owners and more. So look out for that. It's coming soon. It's going to be available on Amazon Kindle. So in digital and print format, you also can get it on our official store, the MK Royal Store. Also, if you have children, make sure you check out our kids magazine. We just released the Black Edition, which celebrate Black excellence. And we had 2 amazing covers. We had Mariah, and we also had Tanai. So Tanai is the teenage cover, and Mariah is the kids cover. So look out for that. That is available right now. You can buy it right now if you go to mayelkids.com. So it's Mayel Kids, and it's Mayel Inc. Mayel Kids is the older magazine that features children, and we decided to create a magazine for grown-ups. So we came out with Mayel Inc. because we know a lot of the moms and dads have tattoos, because the moms and dads, most of them are young. They're 18, 20, whatever. So, but today's show is not about Mayel Kids. Today's show is about Mayel Inc. And I just want to tell you, this is a good topic that I hear a lot, you know, have heard many times from models that, you know, got frustrated because their career did not take off after they did a magazine. So they might do my magazine, or they might do another magazine, and they expect that after they do the magazine, even if it's a celebrity on the cover, they feel like that magazine is gonna get them celebrity. That magazine is gonna make them famous. And they don't realize that all the ladies that you see on magazine covers, and the guys, they did multiple magazines. They had to be in multiple magazines so that they can get their name out. They had to do blog sites to get their name out. They had to do music videos. They had to do a lot to get their name out, to have that name, to be the big stars they are. Because let's be real, there are some girls that are real popular on Instagram, but they cannot beat the girls who are popular on Instagram and have did magazines. I don't care what magazine it is. The girls who have magazines plus they're popular on Instagram, they're doing pretty good. So you can't put all your eggs in the basket, because a lot of these women, they started off when Twitter was popular. The Real Real Top Ladies, Johnny Blaze, the Double Dose Twins. You know, they started off when Twitter was popping and Instagram wasn't really a big thing. And then they had to adapt and move their audience to Instagram. So that can happen again. Instagram is very popular right now. But what if TikTok become the biggest thing and they start allowing pictures? TikTok grow and be the biggest thing and takes Instagram spot. That can happen. Just like Twitter was the major site back in the day and MySpace was the major site back in the day. Things can change, so you shouldn't put everything into Instagram. Instagram modeling is okay, but I don't think you should put everything into Instagram and try to become Instagram famous. Because, like I said, TikTok could become famous or something else could come out and become the big site. So, yeah. That's a major thing, because Double Dose Twins, they had to adapt. They had to probably hire people to help them get their Instagram to the level that it is right now, because they was on Twitter. And to hire people to get to that level, they had to do music videos. They had to appear in little skits and stuff. They had to do magazines. They was in a lot of magazines back in the day. And that is how they built their audience. So if you are a new model and you're just starting out, start off with the magazines. So, but don't worry about your brand. This is what I said on the kids podcast. You need to worry about your brand. You don't need to just do any magazine because it's a magazine. I see a lot of people, they want to be published so bad and they'll do any magazine. If a magazine that is on a higher level, like Mayel Inc., do not accept you. Don't give up. What you need to do is find you a better photographer or work with a better team and come up with better pictures and keep trying to submit until you can get published. Do not worry about the low budget magazines with low quality. The graphics is terrible and all of that. Don't worry about those magazines. Stick with the magazine that actually look good. So if it's in your portfolio, when people see it, and it don't matter if they have one follower or a million followers, if they have a nice design, meaning their graphic designer and their team has a beautiful work, and that's in your portfolio book, because when people hiring you, they do not care about how many followers that the magazine have. But if it's a professional, high quality magazine that make people say wow, and it's in your portfolio book, that's gonna make you look good. So I'm gonna give you a good example. There's a lot of magazines out that have more followers and, you know, they have more interaction than Mayel Inc. magazine, okay? But the quality may not be on the same level as Mayel Inc. So a Mayel Inc., even though we only have, last time I checked, 445 followers on Instagram, because the quality of the magazine, it can help your portfolio a lot better than a lower quality magazine where the graphics are not as good. So that's what I recommend, models. And yes, that can help you. You got, for a magazine to help you, you have to have a real portfolio book. You can buy a portfolio. There's a portfolio book called Atoya or Ataya, and you can grab that on Amazon. Get you an 8.5 by 11, or you can do better, get an 11 by 14 portfolio book and print off your pictures. You can go to a photo lab, or you can go to Adorama Pics and get these high quality pictures. So get permission from your photographers and go ahead and print those high res images. Put it into your Atoya portfolio book. I will leave the link in the description so that you can grab that book. Print all your good magazines. If you have been in those low budget magazines with the terrible graphics, and you know, avoid printing those. But if you are in a high quality magazine, there's magazines like Dime Life that you could join, you could get in, and that can help you. There's Mail Inc. There's magazine, other magazines that I recommend that you could get in, and it'll help your portfolio. Those are the magazines. Then there's Pilar Scratch, which I recently helped a model get in. Fashion Gods, that's a high quality magazine. I recommend Fashion Gods if you do fashion. If you do not have tattoos and you listen to the show, but you love fashion, you want to try to find a photographer that can shoot you for Fashion Gods. And then there's other magazines that I'm going to put into the description because I do not remember all the magazines. But I remember there's a model that started a magazine. She's from Texas. She started a magazine and it's a real nice magazine. So I recommend her magazine too. I think it's called She Sheen or She something like that. I'm going to look it up and I'm going to let you know the magazine. So that's one thing I recommend. Find your high quality magazine. So what you need to do is look at the magazine and say, well, is this a magazine that I would see on the newsstand? Is this a magazine that I would see in Walmart on the newsstand? If it don't look like a magazine that you'll see in Walmart, then don't let, you know, it having a nice masthead, or don't let it having a masthead and the little barcode fool you. Think about it. Is it a magazine that you would see in Walmart or Barnes & Noble? If it's not, you might want to not put it in your portfolio if you do. Sometimes you cannot control where the photographer submit, but if you do, you know, have control over it, you might want to avoid those lower quality magazines. So yeah, that's some of the tips, and it can help you if you have it printed out and you're going. You cannot just rely on the internet. You can have it on your internet portfolio, so your online portfolio, but you need to also have that printed book. So when you are going to casting calls and stuff, that's where this helps. When you're going to casting calls that allow you to have a portfolio book, you will stand out from the other models and they might end up hiring you. Also, modeling agencies love seeing tear sheets because they can put it into your portfolio book and show paying clients that they have a model that works. So modeling agencies loved magazine tear sheets. Matter of fact, with the Mayo kids, we work with most of the kids are signed to modeling agencies. And when we send the tear sheets over to the modeling agencies, they are happy. And a lot of times they will make a blog post about the tear sheets, and they might even put it into the kids' portfolio. So, you know, we haven't really been dealing with modeling agencies for grown-ups, but with this magazine, I feel like we are going to start working with model agencies and working with high-profile clients. So with that, we will be able to send the magazine tear sheets to modeling agencies. So that's a few things. A lot of people do not understand what the tear sheet is for. Back in the old days, like a model was to appear in Vogue magazine, Ebony, Essence, they would go to the grocery store and they would grab the magazine and they would tear up the magazine and just find their page. They didn't really care about the other port. Find their page and put it into their portfolio book. So when they went to go to go sees or casting calls, they had that in their portfolio for the casting directors to look at. So that's why you want a tear sheet. And then today, all the good magazine editors will send you your tear sheet so that you do not have to buy the magazine and tear it. So if you do get the magazine, you will get the magazine for yourself as a keepsake or whatever. So that's what tear sheets are for. That's why you need tear sheets. That's why you want to do magazines if you are a serious model. There's a few good magazines out that you can definitely check out. But because it's easy to make a magazine, there's a lot of low quality magazines. So like I said, you want to avoid the low quality magazines and protect your brand. So always worry about quality over quantity. So I don't recommend trying to get in a bunch of magazines some of them are low quality. I recommend you try to get into only the high quality magazines. Again, when you're looking at a magazine, is it a magazine that you would see in a grocery store? Mayel Kids and Mayel Ink Magazine is magazines that you will see in the grocery stores. We're working to get Mayel Ink into your local grocery store, so definitely tell your local grocery store that you would like to see Mayel Ink Magazine in the store. Also, if you have a local bookstore, definitely tell them, especially Black bookstores. It's a diverse magazine and it's a good magazine. We are here to represent Hispanic, Latinos, and Black people, which are underrepresented in the tattoo community. So this was a quick show, and I just wanted to tell you why magazines are important, because like I said, a lot of models have told me that magazines have not helped them, and it's not true. Because when you're in a magazine, it gives a perception, and people looking do see you in the magazine, and they do take notice even if they don't say nothing. This is not the 1990s where people are gonna voice and say, "Hey, I saw you in the magazine. Oh yeah, hey, go ahead, girl," or "Go ahead, boy." They don't do that no more. And they see a lot of magazines and stuff, you know, so it's not, there's so many magazines out now, so people really don't do like they did back in the old days, when there was, especially if you're a Black, you only had Ebony, Essence, Vibe magazine, and if you're a Latino, there was a few magazines for you in America, so, you know, that's how it was back in the day, and people was very excited. Now, they might be excited, but not like back in the day. Don't let that stop you. Do it for your portfolio so that you can show it to casting directors if you are serious about modeling. If you're not serious about modeling, maybe you shouldn't worry about the tier sheets. But that's what it is. So this is an educational show. We're going to have more educational shows like this to help models. Make sure you go to anchor.fm/MayelInc. You can actually send us a question that you would like answered. So we have professional models that can answer your questions. And then if you're a photographer, I can answer your questions. We're also going to have photography tips and stuff also. So thank you for listening to the Mayel Ink Radio Show. If you miss any part of the show, only thing you have to do is go to our website, mayelinc.com/radio. You also can go to anchor.fm/mayelinc. You also can go to Spotify. In Spotify, search for Mayel Ink. And thank you again for listening to the show. This is a tattoo show originally for Mayel Ink magazine. Make sure you look out for the show coming up featuring Toni Garcia. Like I said, she's going to talk about her life. And we're going to have even more amazing guests coming soon to the show. Also, look forward to the Ice Chill show. She's a model out of New York. And her show should start. We tried to start her show on another network and it didn't work, but we're gonna definitely try to do her show on this network. She actually is a host on another radio show, so we're gonna let you know that radio show, or I'll put it in the show description so that you can check it out. So again, make sure you follow us on social media at Mayel Ink. Again, make sure you follow us on social media at Mayel Ink. Also, make sure you join our community. Go to mayelinc.com/register to become a member. It's 100% free. You can join and you can make a profile. You can show off your tattoos. You can connect with other people that love tattoos, connect with tattoo artists and more. The community is growing. So even if you're just the only person on the site, go ahead and join. So once it grows, you'll already be on the site. All right, so what else? Mayel Ink Magazine issue number 1 featuring Toni Garcia on the cover. That is coming out September the 1st, so look out for that. Mark that on your calendar. Save up some money. Make sure you get your copy. It's going to be printed on the highest quality paper. So far, the magazine is $15, but because of the quality of the paper, it might go up, and it's going to feature a lot of good content. So make sure you save up some money and you get that copy. If you're a tattoo shop, we can definitely offer you a discount on the magazine. Also, if you would like to buy the magazine for your store or your shop or your tattoo shop and you want to sell the magazine, only thing you have to do is contact us and we can get you a discount. Only thing you have to do is contact us at contact@mayelinc.com. Also, if you are a model or a tattoo shop owner and you would like to submit your tattoo shop, or if you like to submit your pictures, even photographers, only thing you have to do is go to mayelinc.com/SM. Again, mayelinc.com/SM. You'll find all these instructions on how to submit to the magazine. Again, thanks for listening to the show. I'm your host, Renato. Make sure you share the show with your friends, family, coworkers. Again, until the next time, this is the Mayel Inc. podcast.